Okay, prayer. Not Krishna consciousness is meant to make us very happy, isn't it? Well, at least that's what Srila Prabhupada said about it. Chant and be happy. I came here not to spread some new religion, but to make everyone happy. Now, of course, if you are a devotee who has been practicing bhakti yoga for some time now, you know what I mean. You have tasted that happiness and that bliss. But every now and then we need to remind ourselves of that and get back there, because you know those modes of nature out there are heavy sometimes. So that's what this is about. And of course it is very simple. And yet, it is often those simplest things that we need to remind ourselves about now and then, isn't it? Krishna consciousness. If you take all the teachings there in the Vaishnava literature and they're all really essentially about one thing: to help us always see God in everything and everyone. God within, God without. Thank you. that we may be walking around here in this world. And seeing some forms and the shadows here that we have given different names. Sometimes they are happy, enjoyable, sometimes they are depressing and miserable. But what we should first look at is ourselves. We who live here, we all seek happiness. That means we are by nature happy and want to return to that. And I think if we would really look at all of us on this planet today, much of the time we are nice people. We do things together, we play things together, we talk and dance and sing and build things together. We create beautiful, interesting things. And we really just want to have a good time and love and be loved and all that. Not some do it in twisted, weird ways, because they are twisted and weird in this life, which is easy to get because, as I said, the modes are heavy these days. But behind that, they're pretty much the same. Ananda Maya Obhyasat. And if we just walk around here in this world, look at each other that way. I don't know why I'm walking here. And if we just open our eyes here where we are and look at each other that way, and then try to be aware of the fact that each one of us is a part of, a spark from, or a ray from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that our constitutional, normal position is that, well, we are always existing. There was no time where we didn't exist, no time where we won't exist. And we are filled with knowledge and filled with bliss. Just like Krishna, and together with Krishna. So, the world is actually a happy one, a nice one, free from fear and anxiety and all of that. And if we find ourselves in a world that is all but happy, then still we can see that and remember that, that this is not reality, it's a dream that is sometimes bad. But beyond it is happy, bright reality. Just as a nightmare at night is going on. In a bigger, nicer, brighter reality. So it's all about remembering, waking up, at least being aware of that reality, actual reality. It's just great. And even if the world we find ourselves in now is maybe troublesome and strange, actual realism is nice. So that's why a self-realized soul is always joyful, right? Now there may be those of the impersonalist kind who basically just want peace, stillness, but the bhaktas, knowing that we're always individuals and We have senses, transcendental real senses. Which are just merely temporarily covered, limited by these physical senses. And our propensity for enjoying our senses that we find here is just a reflection of and resemblance of a true happy nature. Anyway, to me, it's like that. Sometimes I get a bit gray in my mind. A little bleak, especially after which I did for the past weeks, reading and learning about truths of the Krishna Conscious Society that we generally try to hide away. But yes, sometimes we need to see the modes of material nature and Maya in action, how powerful this illusion is. And the urges of the senses, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, all of that. And not be depressed or confused by the fact that they're there affecting even us, no matter what nice titles and positions and names we may give ourselves and each other. So then then it's just time to return again to that which it is all about, Krishna consciousness. And also remembering that everything we do on this Bhakti Yoga path is simply meant for that, for us to be Krishna conscious. When we chant a japa, it's just not just about rounds and programs. It's a very deep and elevated a nice meditation. That if we do it not just as some ritual of the body, but with absorption of our minds and hearts, then it will quickly bring us to that happy Krishna consciousness where we can always see and experience Krishna within and without, everywhere and in everyone. So you have the right, no matter what anyone may tell you, to be happy. And there's really no reason not to be. So let's just relax. Be Krishna conscious, enjoy life, and it's just gonna get better and better.